Hello from Nadia.
My baby just cares for me.
And welcome to Lunaria.
My baby don't care for me.
Welcome to the platform of womanhood.
My baby don't care for me. I don't please.
The podcast or program where we dive into women's stories, women's health, women's creativity.
Something he can't see.
When we speak about women.
My baby don't care.
Thanks for joining me today. I'm super happy to go on with the talk about cyclical awareness and archetypes. Last time spoke about the follicular phase and the inner Artemis, the inner girl, the inner virgin, the inner archer. And today I'm gonna move forward and speak about a different phase of our cycle, of our hormonal cycle, a different energy, a different archetype, a different internal woman, we could say. Always thinking about the fact that women are multiple beings. Within the same woman, there are many other women living inside. And according to the day you meet this woman, you may meet one woman rather than another. So the change is constantly happening day by day, week by week. And what happens to the woman's body after the follicular phase, that I remind you is that time of your hormonal cycle after bleeding, after the menstrual phase. So after the menstrual phase, we have some days of regeneration, of a new beginning. We saw it last time with this estrogen hormone rising up, the follicle stimulant hormone rising up and releasing activity in the ovaries. And this goes towards a peak of activation, a peak of estrogen rising. That is what we call the ovulation or ovulatory phase. That is what we're going to speak about today. Ovulatory phase as the peak of estrogen, of this hormone that makes us open up, give, share, expand, estro, to go out, to open, to expand, to increase. And this is it. It's a kind of full moon in the cycle. So if we associate the moon cycle to the hormonal cycle, we're definitely speaking about the full moon time. And what is the full moon time? The full moon time is a time where there is a lot of light, obviously, where the sky is white, is silver, is painted with moon rays, and you can see everything with clarity, even at night. There is a kind of excitement here in Oroville. The forest changes during the full moon. All the creatures are more lively. They're speaking. You can hear birds that usually sleep at night singing, even if it's nighttime, because of this light activation. And women are very much subject to the light happening at night. There have been even studies showing that when a woman is exposed to a higher quantity of light rays at night, her ovulation happens earlier. Because ovulation, that is the act of releasing the oocyte, the egg cell, from the ovary down into the tube, the uterine tube that goes into the uterus, happens due to this light stimulation. There is a kind of inner and outer light that is playing a big role here. So anytime you see the moon outside, you know, take a moment to see, in which phase am I right now? Is this affecting me, or am I polarized? So am I living the opposite phase? Am I living my menstrual phase, during the moon, the full moon, or vice versa? Am I living my ovulatory phase during my full moon? Check it out. This doesn't mean that you have to ovulate during full moon, obviously, because we are subject to many other laws of nature. And stress is the most important, because that's what alterates all our beautiful hormonal functionings. And yeah, we happen to lose our natural rhythm, and we happen to have periods earlier, later, and try to find a rhythm every time. But going back into the ovulatory phase, also the full moon energy, ovulatory phase, this energy of expansion, energy of creation. So literally, the body here is speaking the language of creation. The body is creating something, is creating an egg cell, a potential human being. We are speaking about creating a potential human being. It's not a little thing, it's quite something. And this doesn't necessarily mean that every ovulation you want to have a baby and this becomes a baby. But there's the potential, so the potential energy to create. This ability is there because women are creative by nature, but the fruits of this creativity depend on how we relate to this ability. So we can be mothers of children, as well as mothers of projects, of a work, of an art, of anything we want to create, not necessarily human beings. So being a mother is an inner quality of a woman, no matter if she has children or not. She will always be the mother of her own creatures. And it's up to her to decide which creatures are her own creatures. She can create in a relationship, in a particular situation, in a job, in the kitchen, why not? In an art atelier, in a garden, in any place she chooses to put her creative energy. Bear in mind that this time, this ovulatory phase, is the peak of energy in the body. So you have a lot of physical energy to do things, to put things into action. So if your project that you may have started to think about during the follicular phase, in the beginning of the seed time, now want to take a shape, this is the time you put things into shape. You try to make it work because you're full of energy. Your estrogen level makes you be in tune with the action of doing, of being active, of sharing. Giving some details of when and how can we recognize this phase? Well, this depends very much on each woman's life, each woman's hormonal cycle. We are not all the same, obviously. Some of us have a 28-day long cycle. Some others have a 26, 32, 25, 36. It depends. It depends on many reasons of the body type, what in Ayurveda is called prakriti, so the inner nature of that person. She tends to release fast or to retain long. And it depends on all the laws of nature we always take into account. So the moon outside, sometimes the full moon triggers a earlier ovulation or a later ovulation, or vice versa, menstruation with the new moon. It can be triggered by stress, physical, mental stress, the change, by seasonal changes, so sudden rain can affect and have effect on my hormonal cycle. And many other things that are not visible sometimes, that are inner things, such as sentimental processes, emotional processes, internal, energy activations or changes. In the solar cycle, if you want to associate the ovulatory time to the solar cycle, we refer to the summer. But when does this occur? It occurs usually halfway to the next menstruation. But again, it depends, because if you have a 28-day cycle, very sharp and precise and regular, then yes, it's halfway. If you have it shorter or longer, that varies. It's usually 14 days before the next bleeding. But again, observe, if you put yourself into a stressful situation, you may happen to have a longer time between ovulation and menstruation. So this cannot apply. But generally speaking, if you're not subject to stress or sudden changes or travels and you're quiet at home and doing your stuff, yes, it's usually 2 weeks before the next menstruation. So we could say that it occurs generally on an average between day number 12 and day number 16. But check it out, because it can vary. I remind you that day number 1 is always the first day of blood, of menstruation. We have many signs that the body gives us to understand when we're ovulating, and they're not just referred to the kind of energy we embody. Sometimes women are disconnected from their energy and they can't even recognize what's their peak because of the urban lifestyle, the pressure we receive from society, and especially from the capitalistic Western society where we are asked to be on the top level of energy every day, no matter which phase we're living right now. So a very masculine and linear way of working. So this can be triggered by misunderstandings. We become disconnected from our powers. But there's also physical signs. So physical signs are happening in the body, in the vaginal canal, in the vulva, in the breasts, in the skin, in our hair. So if you start observing yourself daily, you will see that during the ovulatory phase, you're quite special. You're quite different from the rest of the month. It's that day where there is a luster, there is a higher energy all over the body. So you can see that from your skin, that's usually nicer, your hair. But going deeper, your vulva is releasing, your vagina actually is releasing a fluid that comes from the cervix. Cervix is that organ that connects the vaginal canal to the uterus. From the cervix, the cervical fluids are released. Cervical fluids or mucus is released. And this is an egg white transparent substance that facilitates the entrance for the sperm. So it's obviously related to conception, for the spermatozoon to come in. So it usually lasts 24 hours and there's a gradual approach towards this. So it gradually builds up, starting from a thicker, whiter consistency, texture, going all the way into this transparent and more abundant. You're more wet, in another word. So you're wet and this is obvious. This is physically tangible. And you're more open. You're more open also to sex, in relationships in general, no matter if they're sexual or not. Everything is open here. Your cervix, if you're in contact with your internal body, changes in position. It grows higher. It goes higher towards the uterus and gives more space into the vaginal canal. There's a lot of water. So water is another element that's often associated to this time of the cycle. If we want to speak about some keywords here, it's a time of life, of love, of nourishment, of, again, growth and open, where we give, where we are both receptive and giving. We're in a space of care here. We are so much open that we are ready to give to the people, to the family, to the children, to our partners, to our friends, to our parents, to everyone around us. So we want to nourish, to love, and to give advices, to protect. There is a high sensitivity in relationships here. We are very sensitive and very in a space of quite a deep self-confidence to give and share. So there is a social expansion here. It's not just physical. We are in harmony with what's around us and we tend to go outside. So that will be a time where maybe it's harder to go inward to do meditative practices and easier to go out, because we radiate, we support, we give. And this wisdom of giving and radiating and sharing and loving is often referred to a beautiful goddess, an archetype, always sticking to the Greek culture. That's our inspiration here in this program, in this podcast. That is Demeter, the goddess Demeter, or Serere in Latin, for those who like Latin. So Demeter comes from the Greek culture, and she is the goddess of crops and abundance. There's many local Indian goddesses that are often associated to Demeter. One of them is Lakshmi, obviously, because we're speaking about abundance and growth. But the meaning is not really the same, and I'll tell you why. Going back into Demeter, she's conceived and thought to be the great mother who provided for the population in the time of the where the Greek culture was believing these gods and goddesses. She's the daughter of Rhea and Kronos, two other major divine beings in the Greek mythology. And she's been always represented in a sacred way by the Greeks. As I told you, she represents the mother, but in a broader role, because she's a generous being with a tendency to self-sacrifice herself, and also very careful and jealous for her daughter Persephone, whom you might have heard of. So this female archetype, Demeter, is that energy that activates the desire to generate, the desire for motherhood, of motherhood. But not only with a child, no? But with any type of creation. So she's the archetype that puts a woman in front of her power of manifestation, of creation. So she's the potentiality itself in the state of manifestation. And again, abundance and the power of manifestation are innate powers in a woman, especially during ovulation, because in ovulation, abundance and power of manifestation are accentuated. We live this more and more. It is a nutrient archetype, very, very nourishing. There is a pleasure and joy in taking care of others and of ourselves, in sharing food, in creating food, in cooking, in loving and being kind. So this kind of time is a time where you want to be surrounded by people, as Demeter wanted to be surrounded by people who needed her attention. She's, yes, an independent woman who creates and generates everything around her. However, this is a time where you need to be careful on what you give, because not necessarily the people who are around you are ready to receive and wanting to receive. Somebody needs appropriate moments to receive. And if you tap into resistances, then you may feel there is a certain unbalance. Check it out and see how your ability to receive and generate are properly received by the context around you. Because the negative and unbalanced aspect of this archetype, the ovulatory, the matter as aspect, is the fact that all this tendency to give and share and be surrounded by people who need you and helping and supporting can end up becoming possessive, jealous, manipulative. Check it out and see what's the boundaries between being open and giving and mother while avoiding to be possessive, jealous, and manipulative in partnerships, in work. Because the energy that are mobilized here are the energies of taking care of others, being protective, and also receive care and attention in turn, because you give to receive on the same way. So you prepare your nest, you arrange, you do, you clean, you organize, you beautify everything around you. And that could be a good time to, for example, go for a medical check that he wanted to do since a long time and he didn't have time for, to go to the doctor or to do beauty stuff. So to dedicate some time to embellish yourself, to decorate the house, decorate the workplace, whatever art suits you in that moment. You have time and space for expressing yourself. You are generous and ready to deliver. Yes, this is our beautiful Demeter, our beautiful Serere, the mother, the guardian, the creative, and the empress. So someone who knows where to go, someone who's more mature than the previous follicular archetype we saw together. And looking forward to step into a beautiful other archetype next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful week. Enjoy your ovulation. Enjoy your Demeter. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for hot tone places. Liz Taylor is not a star high, and even Lana Turner's smile. Something he can't see. My baby don't care. Who knows? My baby just cares. Radio.